Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Sachinus a pagan. One is allowed to smear pagan as unripe figs. He can smear them with oil. This was done to make them ripen quickly. These were unripe figs before, at the end of the sixth year, before the seventh. They were supposed to ripen before the seventh, but they were delayed for whatever reason. He's allowed to smear oil on them to hasten their ripening before Shemitah comes. And he can also make a hole in them. Small hole was made either to fill with oil or to allow the rainwater to get in. This would also help them ripen more quickly. This was allowed to be done ad Rosh Hashanah until the Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. However, Pagei Erev Shviyas, Shenichnasu L'Shviyas, if you have unripe figs from Erev Shviyas, from before Shviyas, at the end of the sixth year, Shenichnasu L'Shviyas, that now have gone on to the seventh year, and now it's the Shemitah year, or Vishal Shviyas Sheyatzu L'Maitze Shviyas, if you have figs from Shemitah, from the Shviyas year, that went out and now are now on the tree, Matze Shviyas, after the seventh year, in the beginning of the eighth year, these ones, Leisachan V'Leim Menachmanesan, you can't work on them, you can't smear them with oil, you can't make holes. That's working on fruit either during the Shemitah year or afterwards with fruit that grew during the Shemitah year, that you're not allowed to do agricultural work with them. You can't do these works of smearing and making holes in them. Rabbi Yehuda says that this, that you're allowed to smear before the beginning of a Shemitah year, to hasten the ripening before the beginning of a Shemitah year, so he says it depends. Makam shenagu lasach, in a place where the minig was, the common practice was, to normally smear the figs to hasten the ripening process, then einon sachin, you can't smear them at the end of the sixth year. Mipnei shehi avaida, because that's the normal avaida work, and it looks like you're doing regular avaida, regular agricultural work on the field, shortly before Shemitah, and so that's not allowed. But makam shenagu shaloi lasach, but in a place where the practice was not to smear, then sachin, he's allowed to smear with oil, because since it was not common to be done there, it doesn't give the appearance that he's working his field right before the Shemitah year. Rav Shimon matir be'ilan, Rav Shimon allows you to work on the tree. This is referring to fruits that grew on the tree on Shemitah, and now it's Maitzei Shviyas, it's after the seventh year, it's the beginning of the eighth year. So we previously mentioned in the Mishnah that one's not allowed to do work on those fruit. Those are Shemitah fruit that grew during the Shemitah year, and it just happens to be that Shemitah is over, but the fruit still has the Kedusha of Peres Shviyas, fruit that grew during the Shemitah year. However, Rav Shimon al, he's allowed to work on them, because they're connected to the tree, and he's allowed to work on the tree. Mipneshu Rashai Bavedisa Ilan, since he's allowed to work on the tree for the eighth year. So the fruit that are connected, they can be benefit by the work that he's working on the tree. However, the Tanakhama disagrees and holds that just like we forbid work even before Shemitah, preceding the Shemitah, also we forbid work on the tree immediately after the Shemitah year, while the fruit from Shemitah is still on it. A mission above. Ein Naitin, you're not allowed to plant a tree. So planting a tree is for sure forbidden during the Shemitah year itself. And even before the Shemitah, immediately before the Shemitah, one's not allowed to plant a tree. The Rav quotes the Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah that says that everybody agrees there's a minimum of a 30-day period of Tesefa Shviyas. In addition to Shviyas, you have to give 30 days before Shviyas, before the Shemitah year starts, that you're not allowed to plant during that time. The Mishnah now gives different opinions on, besides for that 30 days, how long before that 30 days does something need to be planted that it actually takes root and sets in before that 30-day period of Tesefa Shviyas. So the Mishnah says, Ein Naitin, one may not plant, Vein Mavrichin, one cannot layer, which is taking a branch from a tree and putting it under the ground to allow it to root and become its own separate tree. Ve'ein markivim, you can't graft, taking one branch from one tree and connecting it to another tree. You can't do these things that are all forms of creating, planting new trees. They can't be done erev shviyas, pachas mishleishim yoyim, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, any less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and this is really not 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, this is 30 days before the Tosefta Shviyos that the Rav taught us about, 30 days before the other set of 30 that was necessary to be pushed off before Shemitah that you cannot plant. So you have to plant it 30 days before the 30 to allow it to take root and be considered fully planted before the Shemitah year, before the Tosefta Shemitah. Vimnata ahivrich ahirkiv, but he did do any of these planting or layering or grafting during this time that he's not allowed to, then yakar, he has to uproot it. This is a penalty that Chazal made for not following the Isser Darabanan that they established here. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't need 30 days before the 30, rather, kol harkava she'en ekeletzis l'shleisha yabim, any graft that doesn't take hold within 3 days, shavena kiletes, it further won't take hold at all. There's a 3 day period that it will either take hold or not. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all you need is 3 days prior to the 30 days of Tosefta Shviyos to graft. And then, if it will take hold, great, it's good. If not, it won't, and it won't take hold at all. But you don't need to go 60 days before it. Just 3 before the 30, not 30 before the 30. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say a third opinion, l'shtei shavasas. A graft has 2 weeks' time that it will take hold in, and either will take hold during those 2 weeks or will never take hold. So according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, you need 2 weeks before the 30 days time to do the, to graft this tree, and you don't need 30 before the 30.